Praise God.
Okay, a very good morning to all of you. All right, are you alive? Okay, just want to thank Pastor Tony for giving me this opportunity to share the Word of God. I have a message from the Lord for you, and yesterday I was praying up for today's service, and God confirmed it through my Devo. And just now, I did not discuss with Pastor Tony what I was going to share, and he talks about prisoner, okay, of UK, okay, of England sent to Australia, and this is actually the theme, okay, of my sermon today. If you have a Bible, kindly turn with me to the book of Zechariah. I'll be reading to you only dua ka versikolo lang sa sininga aga. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 to 12, and I'll be reading to you from the New King James Version. It says here in verse 11, "As for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to you." Father, this morning, I submit myself to you. Cover me by your blood. Hide me behind the cross. Let your power be made perfect in my weakness. And let your word bring hope to our congregation here today, that they will be bound not by despair, but bound by hope in Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, you take over, anointing every single part of the message. In Jesus' name I ask and I pray. Amen. Every one of us has faced moments that felt like a pit. A dry, empty place where joy has drained out and hope feels distant. The pit has many names. Depression, betrayal, addiction, regret, loneliness, and even spiritual exhaustion. Our key text that we have just read was written by Zechariah. And Zechariah was prophesying to Israel after the Babylonian exile. God's people had become weary exiles. They had come home from Babylon, but home didn't look like home. Home didn't look like hope. Why? Jerusalem's walls were broken, that's why. The temple was unfinished, that's why. And their hearts were still heavy, discouraged, broken, and disillusioned. And into the disappointment, God spoke, "Because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit." God was saying, your story doesn't end in dryness. It ends in deliverance. And then he gives them a new name. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. The journey of the children of Israel in the post-exilic era is also our journey, where we journey from the pit of despair to the stronghold of hope. From captivity to sin, to captivity to Christ. Therefore, this morning, brothers and sisters, I would like to title my sermon, Highlighting This Journey, From Prisoners of the Pit to Prisoners of Hope. The outline of my sermon will be as follows. The prisoners of the waterless pit, the blood of the covenant, return to your stronghold, hope's home, prisoners of hope, captives of promise, and our journey out of the pit. Let's look at our first point, the prisoners of the waterless pit. In ancient time, a waterless pit was a dry cistern, a hole meant to store water, but now empty, dark, and useless. You can see the picture there. It was sometimes used as a prison or a prison. Remember Joseph? His brothers threw him into a pit before selling him into slavery. It was dark, dry, and hopeless. Look at the next picture. That's what sin and separation from God do to the soul. They drain life of living water from us. What are the symbols or the symbolism of the waterless pit. Spiritually, the waterless pit represents a place without the water of the Holy Spirit. It also represents a state of spiritual dryness, depression, or bondage. It also represents inner captivity, where a person feels cut off from God's refreshing presence, purpose, or love. So a prisoner of the waterless pit in our key text refers to someone who lives in emotional or spiritual desolation. It also refers to someone who feels trapped in shame, in trauma, or spiritual oppression. It also refers to someone who has lost hope, but still carries a deep, silent longing for deliverance. That is the spiritual symbol of the waterless pit. And that is also the spiritual symbol of a prisoner of the waterless pit. Psychologically, in deep level Christian healing, the waterless pit can describe emotional prisons formed by traumas, regret, or abandonment. Some of you are abandoned by your moms. Psychologically, the waterless pit can refer to the inner child parts or wounded soul fragments trapped in despair, self-hate, or fear. For the last 1 month, when I've been conducting the deep level healing ministry, there are so many of you, I brought you back to your inner child time. You're now 35, you're now 45, you're now even 50, but I brought you to the time when you're 5 years old, 6 years old. What is that? Your inner child parts. When you were wounded in your childhood. When I say wounded soul fragments, means as a child you were wounded in your emotion. You were wounded mentally. You were wounded even physically through abuse. Psychologically, waterless pit is actually referring to our dry spiritual seasons where a person feels cut off from the flow of God's love. These prisoners mentioned in Zechariah are often inner parts of our soul still bound in past pain, waiting for Jesus, the deliverer, to bring living water and freedom. Brothers and sisters, I want to say that this versicolo, the key text, was addressed to the prisoners of Babylon who had been released and going back. But then, even though they are free, they are still chained inside. You can be out of Babylon, the enemy country, but still chained inside. You can live the old life, but still live in the dryness of shame. Some of you, you've been there, where your prayer feels dry, your faith feels so heavy, and your dream feels dead. But God says to you, I see your pit, and He does not leave His people buried. And that leads me to my second point, the blood of the covenant, which is my Christ-centric link. God doesn't just declare freedom. He bases it on something eternal. And what is that? It is this declaration. Because of the blood of your covenant, in RSV, because of the blood covenant I have with you. In the Old Testament, dogo, or blood, sealed a covenant. It was God's promise of life in exchange for death. But here is the Christ-centered revelation. Here is the Christ-centric revelation. How? Zechariah's prophecy is pointing forward to Jesus Christ, whose blood would seal the new and everlasting covenant. Hebrews 13:20 says, through the blood of the eternal covenant, God brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus. It was Jesus who entered our pit, the pit of sin, the pit of death, and by His blood, He broke His chains. When He was buried in the tomb, it was the ultimate waterless pit, dark, sealed, hopeless to human eyes. But when He rose, He turned the pit into a passageway to glory. And these are the Christ-centric truth. The gospel-based truth. The pit symbolizes our bondage. The blood symbolizes our deliverance. And the stronghold symbolizes our belonging in Christ. And because of the blood of Jesus Christ, you and me today are no longer a prisoner of guilt, but a prisoner of grace. Like what the song say. In short, I can say the cross is the ladder out of the pit. And the empty tomb is the door into hope. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Thank you, God, for the cross. Today's Holy Communion, we remember the death of Jesus on the cross. My third point, return to your stronghold. And this stronghold is the address of Palaom. This stronghold is the home of hope. Israel had been a prisoner in Babylon. Prisoner in the waterless pit, exiled for 70 years as prisoners in an enemy country. But God says, you are not a prisoner of despair. You are a prisoner of hope. And God says to them, return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. The stronghold here is not a place, it's a person. Psalms 18:2 says, the Lord is my fortress and my deliverer. When you come to Christ, you come home. When you come to Christ, you return home. And Christ becomes your refuge, your strength, your strong tower, your security. And this is the definition for the word stronghold or fortress. I'll be using them, okay, synonymously. Stronghold is defined as a refuge, a strength, a strong tower and security. And Jesus is our refuge. Jesus is our strength. Jesus is our strong tower. Jesus is our security. So when God says return to the stronghold, God is asking you to return to this person by the name of Jesus, who is your refuge, your strength, your strong tower, your security. I want you to notice the command return. This implies some of us have wandered away. Not away from the sin behind, but away from trust. We have left the stronghold called confidence in God and came near fear. We have stopped expecting good things from Him just because of one letdown, just because of one setback, just because of one betrayal, just because of one pain in your life. But God says, return! Return! Not to your effort, not to your past, but to your stronghold, to me, thus say Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ Himself is our stronghold, our refuge, our strength, our strong tower, our security. How so? Well, in temptation, He shields us. In your trials, He sustains us. He protects us. He supports us. In tears, He holds us. Christ does not just deliver you from something. He delivers you to Himself. So I can safely say, hope is not an emotion. It is an address. It has a home in Christ. In Christ! Kay Cristo! In Christ! So when you dwell in Him, you cannot be overtaken by despair. Next, the fourth one, prisoners of hope. Instead of becoming prisoner of the waterless pit, God wants you to be prisoners of hope. God wants you to be captives of the promessa. The Lord does not just free them. The Lord does not just free the children of Israel from Babylon. He renames them. They were known as the prisoners of the waterless pit. Now, on the way back, He renames them. He calls them prisoners of hope. What a paradox. Still a prisoner, but of something different. No longer chained by fear or regret. Now, held captive. Now chained by expectation of good. What is hope? Hope here is not wishful thinking. The Hebrew word for hope is called tikva, and it literally means a cord, a string. an expectation or something to hold on to. Let's look at the picture, the cord of hope. So the word hope in Hebrews means a cord, a string. It is the same word for the scarlet cord of Rahab mentioned in Joshua 2:1, which is a sign of salvation and rescue. Let's look at the next picture, the scarlet cord of Rahab. Rahab has to hang the scarlet cord down from the tower so that when Israel attacked Jericho, they will remember their promise to Rahab to rescue her and to save her entire home. So a prisoner of hope is someone tied to hope by a covenant cord. Someone who cannot let go of expectation because God has tied their story to His promise. Your life is not just your life. Your life is a story written by the pen of Jesus Christ, and the ink of the pen is His blood. God is writing the story of your life that definitely has a good ending. Even though right now, in the middle of the chapters of your life, you're going through the valley, you're going through the twists and turns. But ultimately, at the end of it, there is a good ending. Why? Because God has really tied your story to His promise. Even when everything looks dry, symbolized by the waterless pit, there is still a cord of hope connecting you to God's faithfulness. So in a nutshell, I can define hope as a confident trust in the covenant-keeping God. I believe in God. I believe God. I believe God to be faithful. He will pull me out from the pit. Some of you, you have to stay in the pit for 3 years. Some of you, you stay in your pit for 20 years when you married the wrong man. But did God fail you? No, God pull you out. Today, your children are all big and they're earning well to give you respite from the days of waterless pit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Confident trust in the covenant-keeping God. He's faithful to you not because of you. He's faithful to you because He is faithfulness. So what is the meaning of the prisoner of hope? To be a prisoner of hope spiritually means you may feel trapped in a hard season, but your captivity is dependent on hope, not despair. To be a prisoner of hope spiritually means you cannot escape hope because God's covenant love won't let you go. Also, to be a prisoner of hope means your waiting is not wasted. It is a divine holding place before double restoration. I like this the best. God says, even today, in our key text, I declare, I will restore double to you. And that is the tagipusoon of Christ's redemption, restoration. Restoration beyond loss. And it's not just a restoration, it's double restoration. That double represents restoration, recompense. Recompense means act of receiving a reward. That double also represents revival. For every loss, every tear, and every delay. Look at Job. He lost everything. But God restored twice as much. Look at Joseph. Thrown into the pit. But God raised him up to a palace. Look at Jesus. Went to the grave. But God exalted him. Brought him out from the grave. Pulled him out from the grave. Pulled him out from hell, which is waterless. And exalted him to glory. So what does that mean for you spiritually? It means today, if you feel like you're in the pit emotionally, spiritually, or even financially or circumstantially, Zechariah 9:12 declares you are not a prisoner of your pain but a prisoner of Palaom. That means ang patuo inyo keeps you tied to God's future for you. Your circumstances cannot cancel God's promise for you. And your waiting is the womb of restoration. In a nutshell, you are imprisoned not by what happened to you, but by the certainty that God will redeem it. Double restoration. So when you are a prisoner of hope, you can look at your dry pit, whether it is referring to your health now, or your finance now, or your wayward children. You can look to your wayward, can look at your dry pit and declare, this is not where my story ends. This is not my ultimate ending. This is not my final ending. My pit is not my final ending. Why? Because Christ Himself is the ultimate prisoner of hope. This is my Christ-centric link. He was bound, arrested, crucified. Yet even on the cross, He looked forward. You see, there's hope. He looked forward. Father, into your hands, I commit my spirit. He died, hoping, trusting, believing in the Father's promise of resurrection. And because He rose today, you can live with unshakable hope. The tomb could not hold Jesus. And today I want to say to you, no pit can hold you back too. He is the one who entered the waterless pit, the grave, and came out victorious, so that today all of us who are in Him are bound to resurrection hope. Last but not least, your journey out of the pit. How to apply all this truth that I've just shared to you. Number one, recognize your pit. Don't deny where you are. God meets you in honesty. If you are down, confess to God you are down. Don't pretend. Don't be, you know, putting on a masquerade. Don't pretend to look holy. Don't pretend to look fervent. When you are down, you are down. Just recognize your pit. What is your pit today? I don't know. You define yourself. Number two, remember the blood. We just had our communion. Your freedom was already purchased by Christ. You are not climbing up alone. Christ went ahead of you and climbed up first. He's a forerunner of getting out of any pit of your life. He's able to draw you out. Step three, return to the fortress. Or return to the stronghold. Remember, I told you, stronghold is not anything. It is a person. Run back to Jesus. The safest place in every storm. And number four, remain a prisoner of hope and not despair. Let hope hold you tighter than fear ever did. In conclusion, I would like to share and close my sermon with a story. Once upon a time, in a desert village, there was a young man by the name of Eliab. He was well known for his laughter and his songs. Until one day, betrayer came. A friend falsely accused him and was thrown into an old dry well, a pit with no water, no light, and no soul, except the echo of his own breath. Days passed. Eliab clawed at the dirt walls until his fingers bled. He prayed for rain, but none came. At last, his voice grew hoarse, and his hope dried up like the cracked ground beneath him. He whispered, God, you have forgotten me. There's no water here, not even one drop of mercy. Then one night, a faint breeze swept across the pit. He thought it was just a desert wind, but it carried a whisper. Eliab, I know this pit. My son was in one too. He looked up and saw a small window of light at the top of the pit. The whisper came again. You are not buried, you are planted. Something shifted in Eliab's heart. He began to sing again, weakly at first, then stronger. And the song he sang was, I will yet see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That song became his rope of hope. Villagers passing by heard it. And one day, a stranger came with a rope and pulled him out. When Elias stood again under the sun, he realized he had not just survived, he had been transformed. The pit had taken away his pride, his anger, and his fear. Now, he was no longer a prisoner of the pit, but a prisoner of hope, chained not by despair, but by faith in the goodness of God. Years later, he built a well on the same spot, and this time, water flowed, and he named the well Tikvah, which I told you just now in Hebrew means hope. Today, I want all of you to stand up. And I want you, together with me, to make this faith declaration concerning whatever pit you are in now that caused you to be depressed, caused you to be in pain, caused you to be in loneliness, caused you to be in regret, caused you to be in fear. I want you to make a faith declaration unto the Lord, to the devil, and to yourself. I want you to say with me, can you declare loudly with your voice? Our voice has the power to break the stronghold of the waterless pit and release hope into our life. Say with me, because of the blood of Jesus, I am no longer a prisoner of the pit. I am a prisoner of hope. My past cannot define me. My pain cannot confine me. My Savior has refined me. I will live in the stronghold of His faithfulness. Shall we bow down our heads and pray? Jesus, thank you today for entering our pit, for stepping into our darkness, our dryness, and even our despair. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood, the covenant that sets prisoners free. And today, we all return to you, our stronghold. Make us today prisoners of hope, bound not by fear, but by faith. Chained not by shame, but by your steadfast love. Teach us to live anchored in your resurrection, expecting double restoration where once we had lost. And all this, O Lord, we want to declare, we believe in your promise. We believe in your promise of deliverance. Not only that, double restoration. Today, if you want deliverance, today, if you want double restoration for all that you have lost, today, if you want to be renamed from being a prisoner of the waterless pit to a prisoner of hope, bound not by fear, but by the faithfulness of God and the love and the grace of God, I ask you to come forward. I know that the front is a bit cramped, so go to the side to respond to altar. And I ask for the 8 ministry workers to come and help me to pray. Just lay hands on them. Simple as that.